Recently, the Cook Political Report moved the 8th Congressional District from toss-up status to leaning Republican. Incumbent Steve Kagan leads in terms of money with $1.3 million, compared to his opponent, Reed Ribble's $500,000. And money is playing into the campaign in other ways. A Kagan ad campaign takes Ribble to task for his remarks on Social Security, as Kagan explained in a debate at St. Norbert College.
Reed was president of the National Roofing Contractors Association when they lobbied in favor of privatizing Social Security when President Bush was in office. His whole quote you can see on our website, The Truth About Ribble. I would ask you to take a look at all the facts. There's one candidate in this race who will never, ever privatize or personalize or otherwise destroy the program that has worked so well.
He talks about telling the truth about Ribble. Well, I wish he would tell the truth about Ribble in that $200,000 ad campaign that he took out to smear me.
Ribble says he has no intention of changing benefits for those now on or soon approaching the age to receive Social Security, and that his comments were taken out of context.
But I was answering the question of a 17-year-old young woman who said to me, Mr. Ribble, I don't believe that Social Security is going to be there for me. And I said, I don't believe that either. And in fact, Social Security must change.
In 2008, Steve Kagan became the first Democrat in northeastern Wisconsin to win a second congressional term in more than 30 years. A St. Norbert College political scientist says that was partly on the coattails of Barack Obama. But Wendy Scattergood says some democratically inclined voters feel that year's message of hope hasn't materialized. She says the nation's attitude as a whole is moving to an anti-incumbency. Scattergood says this November's outcome hinges on who shows up to vote.
So I don't think you can look at 2008 turnout and say, well, that's going to be an indicator of what it's like now. Because, you know, there's been some speculation that, you know, Democrats are angry, but they're not actually going to willfully go out and vote for the other party, but they may stay home.
During the debate, the candidates agreed the economy is a priority, but differed on how the country got into the situation. Kagan argued that Democrats haven't had enough time to fix problems he says were caused by the previous Republican administration.
We had two wars without paying a dime, two tax cuts to millionaires and billionaires, a big handout, $400 billion worth to Big Pharma for Medicare Part D, didn't pay a penny for that either.
Kagan defended his vote against the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP, and for the stimulus. Ribble decries the more than $13 trillion national debt and proposals to increase regulations on businesses.
Let's just quickly clean up this Hoover myth about deregulation during the Bush years. That's a bunch of political gobbledygook. But during President Bush's years, Congress added during his years with Republicans and Democrats alike, 78,000 pages per year on average of new regulations on this country. 78,000 pages per year, and expanded government at the rate of 91,000 new employees.
The one area the candidates seem to partly agree on is the war in Afghanistan. Both think the United States should get out, but Ribble is against the idea of publicly announcing a date to do so. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.